I don't even know
It's
if
also.
I gotta go see if anyone like even listens to us outside of the stream or what. I think some people do.
It's also just a really nice transition. A nice stream.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Mix, episode 36. 36 episodes of this. I'm Warren, that's Alardo.
What's
And today we have a stacked lineup since we took a couple of weeks off. So, lineup super stacked. We got Luca, we got Chaos Walking, we got Sweet Tooth, the end of Sweet Tooth, Wolf, and we got High School Musical, The Musical, The Series, and Loki. Did I miss anything? No, right?
Nope, I think that's it, I hope.
Okay, yeah. I don't think we missed anything. But first, we wanted to start off talking about Luca. It's the newest Disney Pixar movie. Alardo is a huge Pixar fanboy. So, what are your thoughts on Luca?
Yeah, it's the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was pretty good though. I like the art. Well, first the art style. It's like different. They tried to do something different, and I like. It looked really good sometimes. And the story itself, I liked a lot. It was about friendship, and it was really nice.
Oh yeah. I thought it was really good too. It was super entertaining. Didn't like blow me away, but it was
Yeah,
really
no, I like that. Like while they're making it, they probably knew it wasn't as like big scale. Like it was on a smaller scale than the other stuff, and they knew that. So they were just trying to make something that was like really nice and fun.
Yeah, it was a fun movie. And there's a lot of good like parts. There was sections of the movie that I was like, oh, I love that. For example, there's a really good betrayal in the movie. I won't spoil it, but
Oh, yeah.
it's I mean, I guess that's kind of well, it doesn't matter. There's a really good betrayal in the movie. And it's probably my favorite part.
Yeah.
But basically the premise is like these kids that live in the sea, but then when they go
They're
on
sea
land,
monsters,
yeah, they're sea monsters, but then when they go on land, they look like humans. So they try to like coexist with the people on the surface. But you were saying before we watched it, or a
Oh,
long time
yeah.
ago, about the like they're like it's a not a metaphor, or do you know where I'm going here?
Analogy,
Analogy for
one word.
like gay people? Is that I was like
That's what
trying
a
to
lot of, yeah.
I was thinking about that while I was watching it, and I was like, is it? Like it could be, but is it?
Yeah, the director himself didn't like, he didn't say that, but in general, he said it's a, like a analogy for just being like feeling different from everybody else. So in a way, it's like, yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah,
But a
yeah.
lot of people are, yeah, a lot of people are dead set on like, yeah, that's what it's about. So,
I see. Okay.
yeah.
Sea monster? Sonster? Is that what you were?
Oh, Sonster.
Hi, Selena. How are you?
Oh,
Wombo.
that's set up. Yeah, that assist right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for the assist. Let's see. What else was fun about that? It was interesting when they had to go on the water but not touch the water.
Oh yeah, that's like the all the there's like a bunch of tension, right? Like tense, like
Yeah,
suspense.
because they're literally in a town right by the ocean, so yeah, that was interesting. What else?
You think there's gonna be a sequel? You told me Luca too.
Oh, there's
You think so?
absolutely gonna be a sequel. Like they left the door open, like wide open. They said we're gonna make a sequel.
Yeah.
That's what I got from that.
I low key don't want a sequel because that means there'd be more conflict. Like that means the only reason you would have a sequel is if there are gonna be more arguments and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to see them fighting again, man. Like they're such good friends, I don't want to see them like going against each
Well,
other.
I mean, at the school, there's like a lot of like there's a lot of places they could go with it, really. Like they could be
Yeah,
together and then the people
that's
in the
true.
school are the villains kind of, or I don't know. It just depends. They could do a lot of stuff.
Because when you say sequel, I imagine it's going to be like a huge time jump and they're going to be like teenagers
at this point. Oh, they could do that too. There's like so many places they could go with it.
Yeah.
Doing okay. First Pfizer dose gave me a fever, so I'm currently suffering. Oof. Yeah, that happened to me too. That was the
first one.
Yikes. Just the first. But for me.
Did you get your second shot?
Yeah, I'm fully vaxxed. Oh, nice. I'm ready to go. But like.
See Pfizer.
The first one was worse than the second one for me. So it might be like that for you since we're like related, you know. But I don't know. The first one was bad and the second one was not that bad. Like, I felt weak, but not like that weak, you know. But anyways, Luca, what did you give it out of 5?
I give it a 4. Solid and
like,
4.
And like, how could it have been better?
All right, 5. I'm sorry. it's a 4. Well, it's just, you know, I don't know.
I think to me, it was just like the stakes, or not the stakes, but like it just wasn't as compelling as I don't know. It wasn't compelling enough to be a 5, I guess.
Yeah.
That's basically it for me.
Well, Warren didn't finish Loki, so we can't even talk about like the second half. So.
Oh, I'm up to every episode except for today's one. So
yeah, no crazy shit happens.
Today's the last one.
Yeah, today's the last one.
Oh man, I should have watched it. I didn't have time.
Yeah, I probably should have told you. That's all right.
It's okay. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, you didn't have time, so yeah. There's that too.
It's okay. Well, I want to say we'll talk about it next time, but fuck. Oh well. Maybe. Well, we'll talk about it next time. Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll give Luca a 4 as well. It was definitely worth the watch. If you haven't seen it, Disney Plus, go check it out. It's not like the premium pass or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
It's just like you can watch it for free.
Which doing is Pixar nice. Dirty like that.
Yeah. By the way, you know what else bothered me? They had a bunch of fucking pasta with no sauce on it, bro.
Bruh, they're Italian. They
straight up noodles. What the fuck?
Bruh. But they put seasoning and stuff on it. There's like green stuff on it.
Yeah. Oh, like the pesto one, like that's okay. But like when he was training to eat, that shit was straight noodles.
That's just training pasta.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That's genius. Because if he trained with no flavor, then it's like when you got flavor, you know, you can get it. Yeah.
Oh, good, man. Good that shit looked disgusting. I would never eat that. You need sauce on noodles, bro. Wasn't it butter pasta or something? It could have been. But to me, I like looked at it and I was like, oh, that's just noodles. Like, it probably was. I'm just tripping. But you know what I mean? Straight up noodles? No, thank you. Anyway. What else? Hey, you know the friend? The curly hair one? Tall one?
Alberto.
Yeah, I forgot his name. He's the guy from Shazam, right? The kid. Yeah,
the friend.
I knew that voice. Okay. It took me like almost the whole movie to like figure that out, but then at the end I was like, oh, that's him. Yeah, he has a good voice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's move on. Gave it a 4. Next we have Chaos Walking, which I actually just finished. Like that's why I didn't have time. What do you think of Chaos Walking?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that movie, honestly. It's just like...
Basically, if you don't know, like, it's like... it's based off a book. And they're on this planet where guys... Every male's thoughts are, like, projected. Like, all your thoughts are said out loud. Mm-hmm. So everyone can hear what you're thinking. But girls don't have that. So that's the basic concept. Yeah, go ahead.
I also watched it like for last episode, so I kind of forgot most of it.
Oh. Well, I guess for me then, as somebody who just watched it, it was a good concept.
Oh.
But like, it just, I feel like it could have been better.
I feel like, I don't know. Okay, I remember seeing Daisy Ridley a lot. She's really pretty, so that was nice.
All right. Very great contribution there. Tom Holland also said that throughout the movie. That was probably the funniest part, like whenever he would slip up and like the best part. Oh, I can't spoil it, but like basically whenever he's like falling in love with Daisy Ridley, right? And then he's like keeps thinking about it.
Oh, sometimes he sees, right?
Yeah, he like has like sometimes the whatever you're thinking is the it image shows. Is like projected. Yeah. So it's such an interesting concept, but I just feel like the story wasn't that great.
I remember, does it end the way it end? I remember the ending feeling a little bit off. So I searched up how the book ended, and it ended like way differently. There's not a happy ending, and it definitely like set up a second book, like a trilogy of books.
Yeah, the ending kind of, I think it was the ending, because I was pretty engaged up until the last kind of part of it. Where Tom Holland triumphs, but it's kind of like he probably wouldn't have triumphed there, kind of thing.
Yeah, because like, can I just say what happens in the book? Because it doesn't happen in the movie anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
The bad guy wins in the book. Like they get to where they're supposed to go, and then the bad guy is like, "Oh, I'm already here, and I'm in charge of everything." And they're like, "Oh no!" And the book ends.
Oh yeah, because it's a trilogy of books.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and that doesn't happen in the movie at all.
I see. Can you do that in a movie though? If it's like people don't know or
Like that's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like people would not like that about a movie.
Yeah. So it's kind of lose there. Yeah. But how they did it was kind of how he won could have still been better. Because I thought that like so the evil guy is supposed to be like the king of all these, like the best at this, and he gets. Like flustered by that, you know, like I was like right. Like at this point he probably wouldn't be fazed by that.
I forgot most of it, so like you're kind of reminding me, and I get what you're saying there.
So that's kind of my train of thought there. But definitely the highlight was Tom Holland and Ridley's like interaction on screen was really good. I like the dynamic of guy and girl when guy can't control his thoughts and like she's hearing everything. I was also how good do you think you would be at controlling your noise? I think I would be okay at it.
That'd be scary as hell.
Definitely, I would be better than Tom Holland. And I feel like my thoughts would be a lot different than his too. Like okay, well, you don't have to like say everything that you think, but like some examples of thoughts that you think would happen often.
And that's a good question.
Because, like, for me, I would be like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. Like, because that's a thought I have a lot during the day. Or, like, oh, I'm bored. Or, like, oh, my God. I'm tired. Like, I love how he repeated his name. Like, by the end of the movie, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm Todd Hewitt. I'm Todd Hewitt. I'm Tom Hewitt. Yeah, he's just saying that shit the whole movie. But what else? What else would it? I don't know. It just depends. Like imagine day-to-day life where your thoughts are projected.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. It'd be very tough to be polite. Especially, like, when you're with somebody and you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But then you're like, ah, it's not that cool. Yeah. Or, like, you're trying to be nice.
In a way, you'd be more honest. Because I feel like if that happened, I wouldn't even lie anymore, you know, because they're gonna find out the truth anyway.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting. But yeah, overall, anything else? Overall thoughts, rating for Chaos Walking?
Dude, my bad. I don't remember anything from that movie.
Damn, that's okay. It wasn't like super memorable.
Yeah.
The cast was really good though.
I like Mads Mikkelsen is always good. I like him. He's the bad guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was really good. Oh, that's another thing. Nick Jonas was like there for no reason.
Yes.
He was literally in the movie for what? For nothing.
Actually, yeah, what happened to him? I don't even remember.
Dude, nothing. He's just there. They introduced him and I thought he was going to be like a big like an actual character, but no.
He's like a rival at the start, right?
Yeah, and then he does nothing the whole movie. So, yeah, that could have been better. He literally did nothing. But yeah, rating 3. Oh, well, I just gave my rating. My rating was a 3.
Dude, I might give it a 2 because I don't even remember Jackie. Like,
damn.
And like, I'd even like want to rewatch it again for this episode, you know? So it's like maybe it's a 2.
Yeah. Wow. Usually you're more generous with your ratings than I am.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I'll give it 2. Yeah.
I rented it for $1.99, and I would not recommend doing that. If it's ever free for whatever reason on any of the streaming platforms you have, then I would watch it. I just think it's a cool concept. Yeah, they could have done a lot more with it, though. Anyway, moving on. We have Sweet Tooth, the ending part of Sweet Tooth, which I watched like a month ago, and I'm assuming you did, too.
Yeah.
But overall thoughts on the series as a whole?
I also, like, vaguely remember it. I just remember wanting to watch the season 2. Like, I like the way they ended it. Even though it felt like almost every storyline was like, oh, shit, this is kind of in a bad place. They still ended it, like, in a hopeful kind of way. Like, even though it's like, well, everybody's lost right now.
Yeah.
But, like, I wanted to, yeah, I want, like, I feel like I want to watch the second season, which is pretty good.
Yeah. I just wish I liked the kid more. I'm trying to like him, man.
Yeah, you're tough on kids.
I don't like him. I mean, sometimes I do like kids, but like, man, he's just
In like in movies and stuff, like
Feel
like you're rarely. Yeah.
Yeah, in movies. And they're like I don't know. They just do so much stupid stuff, and they're just so annoying, and it's just like, ugh. I'm good. But, yeah. Other than that, I liked it. I enjoyed the series. Big Man is good.
Yeah. For me, like, personally, I like all the characters and their storylines.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't like the Doctor storyline, and even the zookeeper, not zookeeper, that lady.
Yeah, I think the zookeeper lady is probably the weakest one, but I really like the doctor and like his storyline kind of thing. I don't know why people wouldn't like that, but it's super interesting because it's like against his moral code to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he's got to do it to, you know, save his wife.
Do you remember Bobby?
Bobby. Who's Bobby?
A little scary, like more.
The fucking Bobby, the fucking little gopher thing wearing clothes.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
I have my notes here from last time, and all I have for a note is just Bobby.
Dude, I was gonna ask you, like, you should sketch Bobby and send it to me. It was like, if you guys don't know, I have this self-portrait of Alardo on my fridge from like we're in quarantine together. And I just, like, I want another sketch of you just sketching Bobby, because I think that'd be fucking hilarious.
Bobby is so scary. I don't think, I'm just going to spoil this part. It's not even, a huge spoiler.
Yeah.
There's a part where they think they're safe, and he's, like, walking around, and then he gets shot by a net, but I thought he got straight up shot, like, dead, and I was like, yeah.
You cheered for that shit?
Yeah, he's terrifying, man. I get he's just a kid, but Bobby is scary as hell.
He's not even a kid. He's like one of those hybrids that's more animal.
He's a teen.
He's a thing.
Well, he's old, yeah. No, Bobby. He's cool. He did nothing wrong. He's just scary.
Yeah, he's just weird looking.
I'm hella discriminating Bobby right now.
Dude, yeah, me too. But it's okay. He looks weird.
Like, that's what the whole show's about.
True. But like, they made the protagonist like pretty much that almost human. So weird. Yeah, so, like,
he's also the very first one, so there's that. Oh, shit.
Oh, you fucking spoiled it. Dude.
Well, I'll give it a 4.
I'll give it a 4, too.
Oops.
Yeah. Damn, that was a big spoiler, dude.
That was actually like what the entire season was leading to.
Well, oof.
You know, there's, well, yeah.
It's okay. Right back. Okay, moving on. We have High School Musical, the musical, the series, starring Olivia Rodrigo and what's the guy's name?
Wow, you don't know. Joshua Bassett.
Yeah. How did we start watching this? The first season.
It was like one of the only things at Disney Plus at the time.
Is that why we did that? Well, I just started because of you. I piggybacked off you, I think. There's no way I clicked that on my own.
Yeah, that's true. I also just want to watch it because I want to watch it.
Fair. Yeah, that's probably what happened. Hey, what's up, Jared? How are you? Long time no see. But yeah, overall, first half of the season, what are you thinking?
I mean, I still like it a lot. I actually like the... the love triangle and everything that's going on, the drama, the high school drama. I love it,
dude. Okay, let me just say, like, this love triangle's stupid, dude. She went to his house for no fucking reason. Like, nobody asked her to go there. I was like, what are you even doing here? Like, what? And he was just being nice, and then like all of a sudden like stuff happened, and then now we have a love triangle. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's even, like, barely there, actually. They're not even, like, addressing it at all.
Yeah, that's true. Well, like, it's just, like, kind of there. Like, it's like a... Yeah. They comes up, and you're like... Or I was just like, ugh.
That's true. It does come up, and but they'd be like, yeah. Also, all I wanted from season one, all I wanted was original music every episode. Like, one original song every episode, and this show still does that, I feel like. And that's, like, also what I really... comfort
too. That's true. The actors are really talented, all of them.
That's true. Yeah, they can sing.
Yeah.
One storyline where I'm just like, when it comes up, I'm just like, this is.
Which one?
Is Big Red and Ashlyn? I think.
Oh yeah, dude.
The reason is every time they never really fight or get into like an argument or anything crazy. You know?
Yeah.
Like there's just, like rarely any conflict in their storylines. So it's just like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we just go back to like anybody else's story? Because they never really like fight. Or, like,
yeah,
there's not the most drama between them.
Well, like, yeah, not between them, they're like fighting their own battles together. Yeah. Which is kind of like not as interesting, so, and kind of cheesy and lame. High School Musical the musical is like Gucci cramps, long and painful. How long are the episodes?
They're only like 20 minutes, right? Like 30 minutes. The first episode I really liked, though. The first episode was like 40 minutes.
Definitely not something I'd normally watch, but
yeah.
So I see what you're saying, Jared. But yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh yeah. So like that first episode coming back, it's just like they gotta reel me back in, you know. And I feel like they do a good job of that. They raise the stakes. They introduced the rival.
That's fair. Yeah. They did do that.
And then they also dropped the bomb that Nini is going to school, so she's not even gonna be part of it. And yeah, they just like kept raising the stakes for that first episode, so it's like, oh yeah, I'll watch this again, you know. I'll come back for the second rodeo.
Yeah. Hey Vince, what's up, how's it going? But yeah, for me, I liked it too. Singing's really good, storyline's just okay. But
would you be watching it if it wasn't for me or the podcast?
No, I would not be watching this on my own, but I'm doing it. It's not the most like intolerable thing ever, though. Like I'm able to get through it and like keep watching, so that's good. Mm-hmm. If you're a fan of High School Musical, I think you would definitely like it.
Yeah.
But I'm not. So.
Do you like the or do you think it feels awkward at all? Like what? do you think stuff was already happening between Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett?
Dude, that's all I'm looking for, like, are you guys fighting actually or what? But they seem really like genuine on screen.
Wait, how far did you get? Which way is happening?
I think I'm like 5 in. At least 5, 4 or 5.
What do I say this all spoiled? Did something happen to their relationship yet? Like something huge?
No.
Okay, never mind then. We'll talk about that next time.
Okay. yeah, but you kind of feel it coming, though. There's, like, a little, tension there.
They're like setting stuff up. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather watch Star Wars Bad Batch instead of High School Musical. Yeah. Hey, no, we're on the same page there. But like, I'm watching it for the podcast, and because like I already started it, and Alardo keeps watching it, so it's tolerable, honestly, more tolerable than the movies, I'd say.
Yeah, the movies. I some songs, man.
I also like that they're not just doing High School Musical 2.
Yeah.
I like that they're doing something else. And I like that, I was like, well, it's because they want to make more seasons. But.
Oh, well, if they did, can't really do that now.
That's true. So, like, are they just done with the show after this or
probably,
what?
Probably. I hope they closed it off good.
Cause... I'm going to have to do some research.
I mean.
Is there a season three?
What they could do is go hella meta and do a High School Musical, the series, the musical, or it's like they do a behind the scenes of filming of the show and then tie it in that way. That'd be crazy. But they probably not, because that's kind of low-key disrespecting like what actually happened.
Dude, like, I have to know. Like, so, like, you know how there's like a lot of FaceTiming stuff? In that, yeah. I was like, oh, are they fighting? Like
they're specifically requesting that they can't have scenes together.
Yeah.
No. Because later on, she shows up together, like, with him more. Without spoiling it. There's more in-person stuff.
Dude, I'm trying to look if there's a season 3. Talk more.
I don't know what else to say. I think the original 3 movies are classics because the songs are just so catchy. I don't know. what else to say. Well, I don't think they can have a season 3 because they can't have them together. They either have to drop one. They have to drop one of them.
Or they could be professional and just do it. You don't think that's going to happen?
And if they can't have... if they can't have Olivia Rodrigo, then they're just not going to do it because she's like the main star power right now, right?
Yeah. I mean, Bassett's pretty good. They could just kill off one of them, but like not kill him, obviously. But like,
but whose songs are on the radio like every day now?
You're right. You're very right.
I was telling my sister that they should just pull a Glee and just bring in new, like the freshmen and the sophomores, but she told me that they didn't like that in Glee, so they probably...
Oh, yeah, they're probably not going to do that, yeah.
I'm just waiting for Olivia to perform her driver's license song and Josh ends up with blonde girl from the other school.
Damn, that'd be crazy. They didn't announce a season 3 yet.
I don't think they will.
I don't know, man. Yeah, they don't have to, but that sucks for everybody else. Who?
I feel like, well, I was going to say Ashlyn and Big Red, but probably Gina. Gina. But Ethan is... He's a senior, right? So, unless they're gonna pull a freaking High School Musical 3 and have it, so it's like some, or no, High School Musical 2, and have it happen during the summer, but I don't think so.
Damn. Or I don't know. It's just I want it to keep going because I want to see them hate each other, but have to act on screen. Is that like it's probably a horrible thing to like want, but I just think it would be interesting. You know, professionalism. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta work with people you don't like.
Yeah, but if you don't have to work with them, like, you know, just not renew for season 3 then.
True. I think Olivia is more likely to be like, nah, I don't need this show anymore, you know? Just because of that star power that you were talking about. Like, she could just make it on her own already, you know? Mm-hmm. But
she
performed
at the White House recently, so.
Yeah, she was on SNL.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I guess we won't rate it because it's only the first half. So, moving on. Yeah. We have, lastly, we have Loki.
Loki.
The first half of Loki. I did not watch the last episode. That was today. So, don't spoil the last episode. I watched everything.
Dude, there are major spoilers.
I watched everything except this one today. So, please don't spoil it. But yeah, opening thoughts about this, Alardo, Loki.
I mean, honestly, all I want to do is talk about that last episode because crazy shit happens, man.
You should have told me.
Overall, though, I do like it. I feel like they knew, Because, like, I liked Falcon and the Winter Soldier better than WandaVision, and I like this better than both of those shows.
Mm, they're building it up kind of thing?
Yeah. Like, they knew the which one... Well, yeah, whatever.
They knew the order.
Tom Hiddleston is pretty good, too. I like him being the protagonist, and it's easy to root for him.
He's really easy to root for, you're right. Keep going.
I watched Thor 1, last month or, some time ago, I always assumed that it was a joke where people were like, Loki's the best part of Thor, the first Thor movie. And I watched it, and yeah, he's like easily like the most rootable person in the first movie, even though he's evil, because it's like there's so much bad shit happens to throughout his life.
Wow. I gotta rewatch it because I don't remember shit from the first Thor movie. But yeah, in this show, he's really easy to root for. I was hoping like he didn't actually go away, but then he came back and I was happy, so I was like, thank God. Because at first I thought they were just like transitioning to this new person.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that sucks, but then it wasn't that, so.
What do you think of the new person? Well, she's like everywhere. I don't think it's much of a spoiler.
Oh, yeah, yes. What's her name? Sylvie.
Sylvie.
I like her, actually. She's cool. I don't like her as much as Tom Hiddleston, but she's cool.
overall, I like the twists and turns of the show. Like, they always, like, ended on a cliffhanger usually, right? Like,
yeah.
For these past few months. And it's usually, like, that's, like, what TV's for. It's like, oh, I need to watch the next one, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Feel like Marvel's doing that really well with their shows.
Yeah.
Like, they're taking advantage of the TV show medium.
Hmm. Are these shows like before Black Widow or like any correlation at all?
No, Black Widow's during Civil War and Infinity War, right?
Oh, okay. So it's like, yeah. Oh, that's right. So she's fucking dead. I forgot. Okay. Oh, yeah. Cool. So what else? What else happens in Loki? By the way, Owen Wilson, very good in this show.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Wait, you ever seen that video of like the Owen Wilson montage of just him saying wow? It's like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So every time he says wow, it's just like, yeah, wow.
There's a meme of him meeting his Nexus event people or his variants, and they're all like Lightning McQueen and.
Oh, really? No, yeah. I didn't see that. That's pretty funny though.
It's a parody of the ending of the that one episode where he sees his people. Where Loki sees his people.
Dude. Oh, yeah. That stuff is pretty cool. Loki is a gangster character? Dude, yeah, he is. Loki... Oh, no, does this have... Okay, there's no, like, real spoilers. Because I haven't seen the last episode. But, yeah. So... Oh, yeah. The part with all the Lokis was cool. Classic Loki. Really cool.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
Really cool character.
I also like the idea that they made it so people can theorize, right? Where it's like,
right.
So there's Sylvie, right? And we don't know we don't really know what her Nexus event is. And I like that we can like kind of theorize what it is. Mm. I like stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true. They never said like, yeah, her Nexus event. So.
And I'm pretty sure they still don't because in the newest episode, they don't say it either.
Interesting. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Huh. Is there going to be... Well, I guess I shouldn't ask that. Never mind. Don't answer that. But yeah, I will watch the last episode when I can, and then we'll talk about the ending next episode. That's what we'll do. But yeah, that is the... Do you have any other thoughts on Loki? You haven't watched it yet? No, I haven't seen... I saw Loki up until today's episode because I didn't have time today to watch it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was the last episode, so, like, I know everything up to now, and then next time we'll have to talk about this last episode, because Alardo keeps saying, oh my god, it's loaded. So, yeah, we'll talk about it next time. But you said it's better than... Chat, do you guys think it's better than Captain America and... Or not Captain...
Well, it is now.
Well, Falcon and WandaVision, because I like those shows, too. But,
yeah, this was pretty good.
Yeah, Loki's good too. I feel like Loki. Go ahead.
Just the storytelling just moves so, like, there's so much storytelling that they go through, and it's all, like, entertaining and really good. For six episodes, like, how are you going to pack up six episodes of, like, story, you know? And I feel like every second is worth of, like, every second that they show is, like, you kind of need to see it. Meanwhile, like, Falcon and the Winter Soldier and WandaVision, it's filled with stuff worth, like, it's mainly for entertainment or, like, story.
Yeah. Another, like, underrated thing that I appreciated about Loki was, like, just the soundtrack. Like, the music was really good. Oh, yeah,
the music is hella good.
I love the theme.
There's the memes, right? They use the theme, and like, oh, I just woke up here. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Even the recap music, I love the recap music, and it's only recap music. Like, they only use it during, like, the previous thing on Loki. Or, like, last time on Loki, and, like, yeah, that music's, like, pretty hype.
Yeah, yeah, I just love recap. I love the music in it. Almost every episode, I was like, wow, yeah, this is really good. Don't, like, say anything if something happens, but I was like, Miss Minutes is kind of sus. Like, I feel like she could be something not good because she was... Or I don't even know. Like, she's just a suspicious, like, animated thing that I feel is super evil for some reason. Like, I just have a bad feeling about her. Or it. But yeah, super creepy, like the nice voice, but overall, like, the concept of the TVA is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think also just the story itself is like this like story about like a conspiracy going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And stories like that are just, if when they're done right, it's just like you want to know more, and if there's like, yeah, there's twists and turns, like that how this show does.
Yeah, the twists and turns are really good in this show. So yeah, we'll wrap up talking about this next episode. Sorry, I didn't get to watch the last episode, guys, but we'll get to it next time, and we'll talk about this action-packed last episode. But that's all I had for this episode of The Mix. Next episode we'll be talking about yes, there was Alligator Loki. Oh my god, that was awesome.
I love the scene. Like, they're, like, laughing, right? They're like, ha, ha, ha. And they cut to Alligator Loki just, like, chilling. It was, like, the best parts.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Like, you're assuming he's laughing, like, however he can.
It's such a stupid character, but I loved it. Okay, yeah. So, next episode, we have Space Jam, which just came out today, right? Or tomorrow? Friday.
Friday.
Comes out Friday. I'm definitely going to watch it. LeBron's Space Jam. So interested in this. Like, I want to see how good of an actor is, how people are going to respond to it. Super interesting. Definitely going to watch it.
You already know there are going to be memes about it.
Oh, yeah. Hella memes. Oof. Okay. So, Space Jam. Or, it's Space Jam 2, right? Anyway, Space Jam 2.
Space Jam, A New Legacy or something like that.
Oh, okay. They didn't want to say Space Jam 2. Space Jam, A New Legacy. Old, which is the M. Night Shyamalan movie. That one's in is it?
Maybe, I don't know.
I can't be the first person who's done that. Come on. Old, it's in theaters, correct? So I'm gonna go watch it. I recommend you guys watch it, just because even if it's a terrible train wreck, it's still gonna be entertaining.
His movies, good or bad, they're an event.
Good or bad, they're an event. So Old, Black Widow, which I don't know where I'm gonna watch that yet.
Yeah,
it came out, it's in theaters also.
Yeah.
The Tomorrow War, which is, you said Chris Pratt, right? I
action movie.
I saw like a trailer for it. Mm-hmm. But Ilardo's the one that suggested that.
Is Black Widow good? Yeah, I already saw it. I liked it a lot. If you're not a Marvel fan, you probably it won't hook you like most of their other stuff. It reminds me of Mission Impossible, like just a bunch of action and like stuff where like it just flows really nicely and it's like really quick, even though it's like 2 hours long. Yeah,
I love those when it doesn't feel like 2 hours. That's
okay.
It must be a good movie then. Okay, perfect. So The Tomorrow War, that's on Amazon Prime for free if you have Amazon Prime, and then we'll talk about the end of Loki. You said High School Musical is not going to be over by then, huh?
No.
Okay, so yeah, we'll keep tabs on that. Maybe we'll talk about it just to talk about it if it's like action-packed or something happens, but probably not. You know what title confuses me the most is the new Suicide Squad. You can be like, you want to watch Suicide Squad, and the answer is with or without Will Smith.
Because the new one's called The Suicide Squad, right?
Yeah, they're hyping up Idris Elba a lot, and he looks like he has a cool character. Did you see the new trailer or whatever, Ilardo?
I don't think I did. That movie has like 500 trailers at this point.
Yeah, it does. But then I saw one where it was like, oh, this man put Superman or knocked out Superman or did something to Superman.
Oh, wait, I did see that actually, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit, okay.
He shot him with a kryptonite bullet or something like that, right?
Yeah. So that's pretty crazy. So I'll give it a chance for sure. When does that come out?
Beginning of next month, August something. Like the first week, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah. Definitely going to watch that. Oh, by the way, so we haven't talked about this, Ilardo, but I am going to be flying to Ilardo next month.
Oh, nice.
So we might be able to do, like, an episode in person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll be in the same room. That'd be weird. But, yeah, so we'll see on that what happens, but we'll definitely do an episode either way. So yeah, thanks for hanging out with us, chat. Follow us on socials at Mix Podcasting. We have Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Mix Podcasting. Our Instagram is the most active because Ilardo runs it. And we post like when we're gonna go live, some clips that we like, and you know, just general announcements. So yeah, definitely follow us on there. And if you like the live show, please be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do the show live here every other Wednesday night. So 2 weeks from now on Wednesday, we'll be the next episode. Shout out to Levi, Yuichi, Jared, Vince. Did I miss anybody? Everybody that came to hang out today. Selena, all you guys are awesome. Thanks for coming to chat with us. Super fun episode. It's good when we have like an extended break and we come back and it's like I feel refreshed and ready to talk about whatever the fuck.
Demon Slayer for next.
Oh episode. Yeah, Demon Slayer next. I told Ilardo to watch it this past weekend. I gave him like how long in advance did I tell you to watch that shit? Like a week.
Like a week.
I gave you a week and he's like yesterday he's like, oh wait. And I was like, bro, you gotta binge it. And then he's like, I don't think you answered me. And I was like, he's not gonna do it. And he didn't do it.
I just said I can't binge it.
But yeah, so he's gonna definitely for sure watch it for next episode, right?
Yeah.
So we'll talk anime. 2 weeks. Yeah, he got 2 weeks to watch Demon Slayer, which is more than enough time. So we're gonna talk anime again, which is always fun. But yeah,
if there's any filler, I'm not watching it.
No, there's no filler.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I wouldn't call any of it filler, really. But yeah, any other closing thoughts from you, sir?
I don't think so.
All right, he doesn't think so.
Watch Luca, streaming on Disney Plus.
Yes, watch Luca. This is a good movie. but yeah, that's it from us. Thanks for hanging out. And we'll see you guys next time on the next episode of The Mix. Peace.
See ya.